It's not the first call to arms by an Ethiopian leader, but this time it's against an enemy within.
Ethiopia, atfırsın.
Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed used the first anniversary of the conflict in Tigray to call on its citizens to fight and defeat the Tigrayan rebels.
Until Ethiopia is free and peaceful, this is the time every citizen has to say, "I'm an Ethiopian soldier," to condemn this mischievous plan while standing next to the Ethiopian National Defense Forces to humiliate the enemy.
Late last year, the Ethiopian National Army, with a strength in numbers and significant air power, pushed the Tigrayan rebels into retreat. But since July, the rebels have been making new gains, expanding the battle from inside Tigray into neighbouring Amhara and Afar regions. They have now entered an unlikely alliance with the Oromo Liberation Army, a banned armed splinter group from Oromia region, home to Ethiopia's largest ethnic group.
When the federal military had to withdraw from Tigray in June after suffering significant battlefield losses, that really does seem to have depleted the federal military. They've been on recruitment campaigns since, including enlisting these regional forces and militia. But ultimately, that means sending quite raw new recruits into battle. And that seems to have contributed to the fairly consistent gains by the Tigray forces through eastern Amhara.
The rebels are threatening to move further south towards Addis Ababa, after capturing two strategic towns on a major highway linking the northern Tigray region with the capital, where the Tigrayan leadership is highly unpopular.
Our soldiers are not fighting alone. We should know that for sure. Our forces will never surrender, despite all that you might see on social media or on satellite TV. We don't need to heed the advice of foreigners about how to deal with this conflict. This is our war against those who attempt to enslave us.
The US has been calling for immediate negotiations without preconditions to end the conflict. It's allowing voluntary departure of some of its staff and their family members in the capital because of escalating violence. Washington has sent its special envoy for the Horn of Africa to Ethiopia. And there are also regional efforts to de-escalate. The Ugandan president has called a meeting of the East African bloc to discuss the crisis. For now, Addis Ababa remains on edge, as neither side shows any sign of backing down. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.
OK, let's bring in independent journalist Samuel Getacho in Addis Ababa. Hello there, Samuel. How are Ethiopians reacting to these latest developments?
Ethiopians are really concerned. The U.S., the Biden administration envoy is in town saying that there has to be some kind of negotiation to end this conflict that began a year ago. It was echoed by the president of Uganda, the president of Kenya, putting so much pressure to the Ethiopian government as well as the TPLF to somehow find a solution to a conflict that started a year ago and has produced millions of victims from all sides. It's not just in Tigray, it's also in Amhara and Afar, as reflected by the UN report that came out yesterday with the support of the Ethiopian human rights. The victims are just so overwhelming and mounting by the each day. And what has really been highlighted about this conflict is the sexual violence that has been used by all actors, according to the report.
So just how critical will this meeting be, which will be held by the East African bloc later this month?
That will be on November 16th. The Ugandan president is seen as an elder in a younger generation-run governments all over in the Horn of Africa. And it's going to be one of the options to bring this to a conclusion, because once again, the UN is saying there's going to be some sort of famine in Ethiopia coming back to an old era. And there's also foreign investment and the issue of foreigners fleeing Ethiopia, putting the image of the country in a very compromising position.
Thank you very much for your insights, Samuel Getacho. Let's bring in Talat Masood for his analysis. He's a retired lieutenant general and a military analyst who's been closely following developments in Ethiopia. He joins us from Islamabad. Hello there, Talat. Thanks for joining us. Are government forces strong enough to withhold the TPLF as they advance towards the capital?
Well, I don't think that will end the conflict, because it's very important that both the sides should come out with a political settlement. It's a thing, you know, the civil war will continue as long as force is used to sort of quell this present civil war. I think you need a political solution for that. And you also need a sort of justice, which has been completely denied in this case. And there is so much of brutality, and, you know, there is no humanity left anymore in this conflict. And I think both the sides, but the government has to be more responsible. And they are really setting such a bad standard that, and the Prime Minister is, you know, Ahmed is very adamant in trying not to be very conciliatory. He seems to sort of deny the opportunity which is being afforded by his neighbors to sort of come to some sort of a political engagement with the PLF, but he doesn't seem to really agree to that. So it's a situation wherein I think the civil war would continue till there is some either change in the leadership or there are some compulsive forces which really prevent things to, you know, happening what they are. But at this point of time, with this president and with this sort of an policy and attitude, it becomes extremely difficult to find a way out of this brutal civil war, which has really taken the lives of millions of people, and not only the lives, but the quality of lives and the future of that country and of the people of the region has been seriously impacted and affected adversely.
Talat, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has called for calm. Is that enough? Is the international community and Ethiopia's neighbours doing enough to call for calm?
Well, I think that effort is okay, but the fact is I couldn't agree more that there has to be far greater effort and far greater focus. Actually, what happens is that the major powers are least interested in these areas, and they think that these humans are not important. And this is one of the saddest commentary that you can see what's happening, in the sense that there is not a realization at the global level, even at the African level, that what is happening in this part of the world. So I think, and it's a sad reflection of the overall quality of leadership. And I think the UN also has to be far more active. Although I think the UN rights chief is taking a lot of interest, but that is not enough. I think the United Nations Security Council, the UN organizations, the African countries, I think they all should really focus on it, and should America and also the major powers, China and Russia, also should take some interest if they are responsible major powers.
So just how critical is this meeting to be held by the East African bloc later this month? What needs to happen in that meeting?
Yeah, well, I think they might come out with some sort of a conciliatory approach, but whether will that be accepted by the parties concerned, that is a big question.
Well, we appreciate your insights. Talat Masood, a retired Lieutenant General and military analyst. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.